It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, he, they, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
Maybe, what's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
See how much fun we have? Bills are having fun. Amari Cooper on the team. Win over the Jets gets them to 4-2 and a relatively comfortable position. So you've heard me, you know, bring this up, tease this, we say in the business a couple of times. What is Amari Cooper's value to all this? As in, what would you say they were before Amari Cooper, and now what are they with him?
They were devoid of a receiver that they could count on with regularity to get open. Just period. Just get open. Especially against man coverage. I think the stat about Allen being so lagging behind the other top shelf quarterbacks on frequency of first read throws. He does very well when he does it, but he's way over on the wrong side of the chart on that chart. I think that's telling. I think Cooper is someone who, whether you're playing zone or man, is going to be savvy enough to find ways to get open. He is probably going to drop the ball some. Like, that's been not just a this year thing. Like, it's been a consistent thing through his career. So there'll be some frustration, I would think. But I think he really gives the Bills some juice that they just did not have. I think he's a very good choice for a Diggs replacement. I think he's got a reputation as a crafty route runner, a technician. And like Diggs, he's not necessarily going to run away from people and stretch the field with regularity. Like, that's not who he is. He's more like an all-around guy, and I feel like that's really what Diggs was. Part of his value was, you know, could he beat you deep on occasion? Sure. But he's also going to, you know, scare you with that and then break something off so aggressively that the DB is going to fall or just be completely off balance and just there's your opening. So I think he gives Allen someone. I'd be very curious to see how that first read thing develops, like how much it changes with Cooper. And, you know, I wouldn't expect it to be immediate because I don't think they're going to build their passing game Sunday around feeding Amari Cooper. He just got here. So that'll probably take some time. But I know the morning show talked some about this. I assume they did. I mean, I know I saw a poll that Jeremy put up. Like, who leads the Bills in receiving this year? You know, Cooper, not counting what Cooper's already got. Like, he's got more catches, I think, walking in the door than anyone on the Bills. I think he had 24 with Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. And the leader on the Bills is Kincaid with 21.
Yep.
Shakir's there with 20. So I don't know. The reason I liked seeing that tweet and assumed they were talking about it, I was thinking about that this morning when I woke up. Like, could he lead the Bills in receptions from here to the wire? You know, is someone, Shakir or Kincaid, going to get to, I don't know, 80? You know, they certainly could, and that'd be a heavy lift, I think, in 12 games for a guy that just got here.
You would need two more per game than Shakir and Kincaid.
11 games. I said 12 by mistake anyway.
Rest of the way.
Right.
To pass them.
Yeah. So, but I think he really a lot for them.
I would not bet that. I don't think he ends up with the most catches.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't either.
Okay.
I think it's too much to make up.
Yeah, and I doubt he just becomes target hog guy, you know, not immediately, but even really just overall. What remains to be seen here is, all right, so this move to some extent is a course correction in what kind of offense they want to have. You know, of course, yesterday the Bills people were more just like, not really, you know, it's still good how we spread the ball around, and he gives us one more guy, that kind of thing. And I think my guess would be that's probably what we see. They still are more of a running team than ever. And is that going to change now? One of my reasons this year for thinking they would be more of a running team is that they won last year that way. And they're winning now. You know, overall, 4-2 will do. It's first place. So I think in terms of the season, Cooper, he's not depth. Like, he's not somebody you're bringing in case someone else goes out. He's above that, but he does give you depth. He gives you another guy, you know, to the room, and he's good. And I think, you know, that should be useful. It should be something that really helps them. I think mostly, though, what he's for is January. Because the difference for me, I can't quantify it. Like, what is his worth to the, like, what is his value here? They're going to the playoffs anyway. You know, the whole time, even when the Houston loss happened and they completed 9 passes, they were probably still going to the playoffs. Oh, it's the Jets this week. Very close game. They win it. And really, that has not wavered too much this year. But if they get in, that's what the whole season has been about. Do they have enough to win then? And I just think, you know, base level, he does make them more interesting and dangerous in the postseason than they would be without him. So do they win more games because he's on the team? Are they going to light it up? Are they going to go back? I doubt it.
No, I definitely don't think any of that's happening. I think they you know, their run game. Look, if Allen comes out, we don't know what would have happened. But if they come out in that Jet game and try to just throw it like they did against Jacksonville because they, for some reason, liked the matchup. Or if they couldn't run it like they did and had to resort to that, you know, early, if they fell in a hole or something, you know, 10-0, say, right? They don't drive and score a touchdown to take the lead after the Jets get a field goal on their opening drive. Maybe they are in some trouble. Like, the run game has been good for them. Like, I would say it won them the Jet game. Davis was so impactful. I mean, yes, I got the plays here and there from Allen, and he ended up having a decent day by this year's standards anyways. Mm-hmm. Pretty ordinary day by his previous season's standard. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to change, you know. But what it does is, if you do like a matchup more, and furthermore, you like Jacksonville, like the Bills like that matchup for passing, so they were going to do it. I've got a guy that I can count on even more. And if teams think they're going to keep playing the Bills man on man and messing with Allen, which is what my biggest concern was about the whole project, was that if everybody's ordinary and they can get by covering you with just, you know, whatever, they're third cornerback or whatever, they don't got to be scared of it. They're going to mess with Allen. That's going to be blitzes and just different coverages, you know, messing around back there on him, giving him different looks and switching out late and stuff, because they're not going to be that worried about you. I think Cooper changes all of that. Like, you can't take him for granted. I think the Bills were in danger, or maybe already were living in a world where their opponents were taking their receiving core for granted. Like, yeah, you're probably going to make some plays. Allen's so good. But, you know, drop back and throw it hasn't been happening with regularity. They've been getting big plays and even moving the ball through the air with Allen breaking contain and just, you know, just making plays off script too often, anyway, for my liking. And I think Cooper changes that. Like, if they get to a point where he is the first read in a lot of stuff, I bet that ball comes out. I think he's going to win. He's won his whole career.
I guess, yeah, I mean, that's what remains to be seen is if he's good enough to affect change like that in those areas. If he gets that kind of respect from teams, and I'm on board with it, that it's been true of him. And I wouldn't assume that it wouldn't be true of him anymore, you know, at this point of his career. But the Bills have to kind of establish that, I think. And maybe that's not this week, but that they will throw the ball to him, that they will.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kind of break from what they've been doing already and incorporate him, and they should do this. I mean, that's why you trade for him. And I think it's exciting, though, again, for the Bills' chances in the playoffs, which we still have to wait before we're going to know those answers. But that's what this whole season has been about. And the Jets trade with Devontae Adams is obviously, we have to make the playoffs. We have to get in. They're two games behind. And so they are trying to break the drought. They are trying to get in, and then we'll see. The Bills, I know this is not how they would like to think, but they should have been, they should make it. And I'm excited to see what, in you know, Cooper has not had a lot of playoff experience in his career, just what that means. I can say, can I say when? Probably shouldn't, but when they get there.
Yeah.
Because they could take him off this roster. How do we feel right now coming off Monday night without this trade? I mean, are we?
I think that you've seen enough now. Even with the win, you've got 3 weeks where I have not really liked the passing game. It's not on time. It's all just sort of Allen, and that's not a way to live. Like they could win these games maybe without Amari Cooper being on the team. You know, Tennessee, I don't have the order here, but Seattle, like this next stretch of games that looks a little soft, you know, maybe you don't need that guy. But in the overall, you know, I'm playing San Francisco, I'm playing Kansas City, I'm playing Detroit, I'm probably going to need my stuff. I'm going to need Allen to have a couple 300-yard games if I'm going to win some of those games. And I have a very hard time seeing him. I mean, it hasn't happened yet this year. I have a hard time seeing him get to 300 with this receiving core.
Oh, are we back in a new
a new
remember the days of
drought?
The countdown every week, or how many counting up every week? How many games has it been since their last 300-yard game? And then I would come along very, you know, all knowing, and it was in overtime. The one Tyrod Taylor 300-yard game was an overtime game. So that's right, isn't it, though?
Yeah, his high year on the year is 263 in the Jacksonville game. Hang on, I didn't have the Arizona game here. But
232.
Okay, right. So,
man, he's over 200. He's over 180 three times out of six.
Yeah.
Under 140 twice. But game
script,
Miami.
So I think without the trade, we'd all still be clamoring for a trade.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the bad news would be if Cooper had gone somewhere else early this week, like he got traded to Buffalo, if Kansas City was knocking on the door and they made that deal, I mean, then it's compounding now. Like, not only do I not have the guy that I would have liked, they got him and they need him maybe as much as I do. I mean, they're 5-0, but they, you know, they're down guy, they're down Rashee Rice, they're down Hollywood Brown. They're sort of scrambling at the position. Maybe they'll do something. Maybe they'll get Deontay Johnson or DeAndre Hopkins or something at some point here. But without the move, I'd have a hard time feeling like they're going to, I don't want to say cruise to the playoffs. That's how you're talking over there, though. I don't know. I just have a hard time being bullish on the overall. I think the passing game, I went from the Baltimore game, okay, one-off, tough matchup, okay, it'll be all right. You know, everybody can't run on you like that. They don't have the corners to match up and play man. But then, okay, here comes the Houston game, and okay, they did it. They did enough anyway. I mean, Allen missed some throws that could have really made a difference there that weren't super hard throws. But still, it didn't look good. 9 for 30 speaks for itself. And again, this Jet game, Just too much of it has been Allen running around chucking it. And those plays are great, but that is not an NFL passing game. It can get you by in some moments of crisis, and it's good to have in the arsenal for sure. Like, I don't want Allen to stop doing that, but I would like him to be able to get the snap and 2 seconds later throw the ball 10 yards or 12 yards downfield to somebody.
You know what else? So if I'm already going in on the Bills are already in the playoffs and, like, not worried about being a jinx, if it ends up that these four teams, one in each division, sorry Steelers, are like the four teams, they'll have played all of the other three. They would be the same four division winners as last year, which is why that would be the case. Buffalo, right. Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City were last year's division winners. So maybe you want to bet against that in some way. But that's where, that's where we're headed.
Well, if the Bengals had managed to hang on and beat Baltimore week before last, I'd be down for that. Like, because they'd be right there with them, and that would be a fun race. But I feel like they're too far behind to catch them, and they already lost a head-to-head to them. So
two games.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. 4-2.
Jets and Bills are the same thing. And they lost the home game. The 2-4 team, yep, lost the home game in the series.
Right.
To the 4-2 team. Well, the Bengals were in last place last year, and they were the easy pick this year for which of the last place teams, right, will go to first. And they could still do it. But either way, if that doesn't happen, and it's the Ravens, mm-hmm, and you have Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, the Bills have played Baltimore and Houston without Cooper. And that's cool. Because they would have him in a rematch, mm-hmm, or even potentially two rematches against both teams.
Sure, that
potentially
could happen. Yeah.
And give them, I mean, so much will happen between then and now, but a new offense to defend with him. If he's if he's integrated into everything, yeah, which he should be.
Yeah. It's such a long ways off. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking, the Bills last year, think about how we felt in November. Like, they lose that game in Philly, and it's just, like, I'm on fire about McDermott, and it's just, it's nasty. And they ended up as the 2 seed. Like, that year never felt like they were, and they weren't in the running for the 1. They weren't going to make it. But to still end up as the 2, really, it leaves everything open this year. As far as I'm concerned, still. Like, I'm not giving up on anything yet. Because they made such a push last year. You know, they could do the same thing this year. Like, we'll see. The Chiefs at some point are going to lose, I think. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll have a perfect season.
If they win in San Francisco,
look out. Right.
You know? Like, if they win this game, off a bye, though, they are great in that spot. Yep. That's a good one. There are four games. It's AFC West, NFC West this year for that one extra game. The Bills played Detroit, AFC East, NFC South, the one extra game. And of AFC West, NFC West, the four games, three are this weekend. Chiefs and Niners, Rams and Raiders, Cardinals, Chargers. Seattle already played Denver. That's the other one. Just, you know, mm-hmm, a little trivia for you. When you go out tonight to volleyball, you can throw that around. Throw that in the conversation at the bar between the sets.
Go out for volleyball. Imagine that.
Is it past volleyball season, or are we still playing out there in the beautiful Olympic sand by Manor Lanes and on the island?
I don't know about Manor Lanes and the Olympic sand there, but the place near where I grew up in West Seneca on Harlem Road, I think has they put a dome up.
Yeah.
For the winter. So they might already have that. I haven't been by there.
Indoor season?
They may already be into that.
I went to watch some volleyball 2 nights ago. Not play.
Yeah, playing and watching are very different things.
Very different things. No, I went to a high school volleyball match.
I think that's okay. Sure. That's what you call it.
Match.
It's a match. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. I like volleyball. I've always liked watching. I've liked playing it. I don't
think play anymore. I
don't really jump anymore, but I would, yeah.
You're a big guy. You'd be up at the net just blocking spikes.
Sure.
In theory.
3 inches of
you try out for
hops.
The team. That's where they're going to want to put you. They're going to want to see if you can do that.
Yeah. I haven't played a lot.
No. have not played a lot of volleyball.
No.
All right.
At least in regular, in sanctioned events. Yeah. You know, more like, you know.
More of the casual stuff where you don't have to post your scores.
Right. Yeah. I never had a handicap.
You never had a volleyball handicap. Pre-game for Sabres and Blue Jackets is at 6. Join us to talk about Amari Cooper and his effect or impact on the Bills, if you would. 803-0550 to call in. How about that Sabre game last night, too? We'll spend a little bit more time on them before even pregame coming up in less than 40 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.